Hello, this is James.
Hi, Mr. James. This is Alex from Forest by Celsius. Did I catch it about?
Hello.
Hi, how have you
Hello,
been?
how are you? I've been doing well, thank you.
I'm doing good as well. Thank you very much. I'm just giving you a quick call about your property. I also just spoke with Miss Annette to give her an update about it. So yesterday, just wanted to let you know that I got an update from Stephanie. She is from the title company that we're using to process the transaction. I'm not sure if you've spoken to her, but usually Annette is the one who communicates with her. She said that she sent the deed packages out yesterday via FedEx. So I wanted to just check with you if by chance you received it or
Well, there's are they are due here because I'm also getting my younger sisters as well. We live just a couple of blocks from each other, and so they're due here by noon. So I've been waiting around for the FedEx. Usually in this area, when something is due by noon, it doesn't come until noon. So we are waiting for the documents to arrive. We've already scheduled a mobile notary for noon, actually, to notarize the documents as we sign them.
Gotcha. Okay. And you've arranged that with Stephanie? I just wanted to check if she's been getting in touch with you as well.
She has also been, so her main contact has been Annette, but she has been communicating with me and my younger sister by way of email, and she let us know that the documents were scheduled to arrive this morning before noon. And so we're just waiting for the documents to come, and as soon as they come, I'll go over to my sister's house and we'll get them notarized. And then I think Stephanie was going to include instructions as to who to send them back to. I don't know if it's to her or someone else, but I think she's including instructions.
To their office. Usually the FedEx would have a return label that will be provided. So usually, but that's just the usual process for sending the packages through FedEx. So I'm just hoping that the label is also included in there. So I was just giving you a call because, as you know, you spoke to Forrest on the original purchase agreement. It says that the close date will be 5/14, and I'm just a little worried that when it's not going to happen tomorrow, but I'm just hoping that it will, because we're also ready to close. I guess it really depends on how soon Stephanie will process the closing documents. So I've also told this to Annette this morning, and just for us to still have a valid purchase agreement, I'm going to have to draft and also create like just a notice of extension, just for the purchase agreement to be still valid in case that, we will extend for like a day, or if in case that we cannot make it to closing tomorrow, or if it will be extended by the 15th or the 16th.
That makes perfect sense to me. I'm hoping, it can get done tomorrow. We have the notary schedule for noon, and all I need is the documents, and once we get everything signed and notarized, I'll be right back at FedEx to send it back for a delivery, overnight, morning delivery for tomorrow morning.
I will also let
Okay.
Forrest know that
Please.
where Stephanie is waiting on it, so she would know that in case that we are not going to close tomorrow, it might be extended for a day or two, but we're just really hoping that we could close this week. So
yes.
That being said, I would need to create a notice of extension. Usually, when we, extend an agreement or extend a contract, it will be every 30 days. So on the notice, it will just show that the extension or the close date will be, so right now it's May, June 14th, but I just wanted to set the expectation right now that it's not going to set a new close date. It's just like, so that the contract or the purchase agreement is valid until June the 14th, but that doesn't mean that we're really going to close June the 14th. We're still aiming to close as soon as possible or hopefully this week.
Yes, yes, indeed. Understood. Indeed.
Great. Thank you. So, yeah, I think that's just going to be it. Annette also gave me the grass cutters contact information, Mr. Washington, as well.
Yes.
She told me that he's the one who's been maintaining the property, so I'll relay that to Forrest as well. And, yeah, I think that's just going to be it. We're going to be waiting for all the paperwork, and we're also ready to close on our end. I wanted to let you know.
Fantastic.
That.
Fantastic. And what I'll do, as soon as the documents come and are sent back, I'll just send you a text so that you are aware.
Great. I'd love that. So I can also update Forrest that, you've sent the documents back.
Sure. Indeed.
All righty. Well, I think that's going to be it. Thank you very much for your time this morning, Mr. Wimbush. And if you have anything, just feel free to let me know.
Oh, certainly will. I really do appreciate you calling. And as I said, as soon as I get the documents, I'll send you a text.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much. And you have yourself a good one.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.